Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. This is my last. I know it's cheesy to record a podcast on New Year's Eve, but I forgot to record it yesterday, and I was actually sick. And I'm still sort of sick, so that's the advantage of not having to have a co-host around. I don't have to worry about infecting my coworkers. Yay. And it's also the benefits of being able to work from home, which I may or may more than likely will be adjusting back into corporate. Hopefully it'll be better than some of the other ones I've had in the past. And I don't, I mean, everybody's had some bad ones. But yeah, this is my last episode of 2019. And it feels weird because end of the year. And in a weird way, it feels like what happened at the end of 2017. Not that anything bad happened at the end of 2017, but one of my friends made some Senegalese food and brought it over. And it just made me think, and this was me like right now looking over my old episodes, but yeah. So she brought some Senegalese food. And it made me think how on New Year's Eve day for 2018, I went out for some Ethiopian food. And I think that was my first time I'd had dorow in 13 years. It was pretty good. It was a chained dorow versus homemade. And anybody who's ever had homemade food, any kind of food, whether it's African food or whether it's traditional Chinese food versus American Chinese food, it's not quite the same. No matter how good the restaurant is, really not as good as homemade from home versus homemade in restaurant. Yeah. But anyway, the food was really great. And like I said, after this, I won't sleep. I did take some Mucinex because, yeah, I was just clogged up. So it went well, and I'm happy about this episode. I cannot believe, well, the good things. There were some good things that happened between the last episode and this one. I'm still better at styling my hair. I got some Christmas gifts, because for those who celebrate Christmas, it was last Wednesday, and I got a lot of the gifts before Christmas, and it was really fun. I went to one of my friends from writing groups for Christmas and had, I know I'm a foodie, so yeah, it's going to involve food, some jambalaya pasta, which was really good. I've never made jambalaya from scratch in, occasion, but anyway, I never made it from scratch, but it was really good, and I would like to attempt to make it from scratch. And, yeah, hanging out, great time. And then, for some reason, my sinus issue or whatever this was, it returned with sneezing and tiredness. And, yeah. And also another friend. You know what I mean, came of it. So, yeah. But anyway, I would also, despite everything else, like to correct myself on what I said in the last episode. There have only been two other impeachments besides Trump's. In the case of Nixon, he resigned before he was impeached, which does not seem like something that Trump would do. It would be the traditional old school Eisenhower Republican thing to do, even though my mom was born during the Eisenhower administration. So that's more of a respectful thing for the office. And I know I'm going to annoy a lot of my listeners who are Republicans, but considering the way everything is with most major parties, they're not even the parties people from 20 years ago recognize. So whatever, Democrats, we don't know. Republicans, where they are, we see what's on the news. So yeah, older ones, that would be the case. And for those listeners who don't know what the phrase Eisenhower Republican is, it's basically those Republicans who have the views of smaller government, more personalized, but they're moderate, more like moderate Republicans. They got their name because of Dwight Eisenhower, who was president during from 52 to 60. During his term, the Constitution was amended to the 2 terms or 10 years. Because everybody's like, it's a 2-term limit. There is a loophole within that constitutional rule. I was a history minor, so I'm not just talking to be talking. The loophole is, as a vice president, you finish, they give you 10 years because you don't know what's going to happen to the president when you're vice president. So it gives you a chance to finish out your successor's term, and then you have the freedom to run on your own, so to have 2 terms on your own. This was as a result of FDR, because before FDR, it was a polite thing, most presidents, 1 or 2 terms. In his case, he was the only president to have 3 terms, and he died, obviously, during his last term, and then Truman came in. So after that, it was like, let's not go through this again. Let's just keep that old rule intact pre-FDR. So we'll do 2 terms, and if you're a vice, or 10 years. So yes, that is my history lesson coming into 2020. And it's funny that that went into place the year my mom was born. Yeah, my mom was born in 53. So, yeah. And I'm excited about everything that's happened in the last 10 years. And back on the East Coast. I mean, I've been back on the East Coast for a while. But in 2009, I was actually living like 2 hours from Charlotte in Columbia, and I was working in government. Still keep in touch with some of my old coworkers, mostly Facebook, but sometimes phone calls and stuff. I've got to text someone for their birthday because they're not on Facebook. And yeah, after a few years later, I moved to Texas, started podcast Oil and Gas. I've had a lot of career changes. And became an award-winning author. Yes, finishing NaNoWriMo does make me an award-winning author because I got an award for finishing, and I will stick with that. No matter what, that is my happiness. And I know external happiness, but it's happiness because it's something I accomplished. I cook more. I actually like cooking, but it's more of, when I cook, it's definitely hit or miss. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't really make New Year's resolutions. They happen around April. I know that sounds very awful to say, but yeah, I do best with my resolutions when I actually work on them in April versus the January thing, and I have been in the gym during January, and it's awful, and I wasn't one of those, I'm going to lose weight, so let me start on January 1st. It's like, no, I've been here since obviously April, and now there's all these people, and you got to wait in the classes, and it's crowded, and usually by my birthday, no, I take that, yeah, good, firmly by my birthday, the people are gone. And I get the appeal of making New Year's resolutions, but yes, not really. And then you probably still have leftovers from Christmas. And then you're going to have a big Thanksgiving Day dinner or meal the next day because you're drunk and you want to absorb all the alcohol. So give it some time. And don't lie to yourself about that. It might mean well, but no. And the funny thing is, I probably have listeners who, as of now, already had their New Year's. So enjoy your 2020. Still hoping Barbara Walters shows up. She did do some episodes of 2020, now that I think about it, in the past 10 years. Because I did find clips on YouTube where she did a 2020 special with Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon when them kids were them babies. And I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. But anyway, I would like to see her on there. But right now, or before my show, I was watching part of a Hulu movie, and those movies are definitely hit or miss, because I don't know who's been doing those commercials lately for Hulu, but I'm mad that it feels like I've been lied to on those commercials, because the movies and shows will look like comedies, and then it turns out they're the most depressing things I've ever seen. And oh, I do have something to tell you guys. I know someone who, if you need help with blog posts, resumes, or social media copies, you can look them up at Welcome to Thailand. And Thai is T-Y-L-A-N-D, because their name is Thai. So, yeah. And you can look it up under facebook.com/ThailandWrites. Like, not rights, like writing, writes like the act of writing. So that would be Thai, T-Y, Thailand, before, like I mentioned, how it's Thai, and then the writes like W-R-I-T-E-S. She is having a special, and if you'd like to see more information, you can check it out. Again, it is facebook.com/TYLANDWRI. TES. So, yeah. And make sure you pass out some business cards today from my business, besides the podcast, you know, the soaps. And yeah, I'm still curious about the wintergreen. It's still winter, so yeah. And that's pretty much it. Still got 2 minutes. Not sure what the first episode of 2020 will be about. Yes, I do have a episode set in queue, but that will not be the first episode of 2020. I hate to disappoint you guys. And yeah, thank you guys for listening and celebrating and being there. And I hope you learned a lot this past years, because again, there was no 0 year, so if I to technically count the next 2020 as the 20s, which is very weird, because for me, when I think of the 20s, I think of the 1920s, because that's when my grandma was born, and that was such an influential time. The Depression started at the end of it, and it was the Roaring Twenties, and it was F. Scott Fitzgerald, it was the end of World War I. So, yeah, those are my thoughts, because that's what I studied in regards to 20s when I was in school. So, it's sort of exciting, but I'm not sure if I should count this year or wait until 2021, which is my 20th anniversary of high school. Okay, I shouldn't feel bad if the 2021 will be my 20th high school reunion, and I do plan on going. I was supposed to go to the 10-year with one of my guy friends, and didn't go, and then the 15th, didn't go. So, yeah, I want to go for the 20th, and I've got 5 seconds, so I'm Anita. This is Ramble. Thank you for listening.